music.
Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sleeves. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
Yes, yes, we're back again with another edition with Sports and Music with Mo Hager. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. Yeah, man, it's been a special week. Things are starting to pick up a lot. You know, we just got off, you know, the Oscar weekend. You know, that was big. You know, a lot of good stars won. They won some good things, and it was pretty cool, man. So hopefully one day I'll be at the Oscars doing some music or something. I don't know. Maybe some background music. That'd be cool. But, yeah, we have a special show today. We're actually bringing on the founder of Easy Way Broadcasting, Eric Zuli. It's powered by WTV. You know, we basically, you know, kind of fill you in on different things that's going on in Hollywood and some of the things that are going on in my world, you know, personally. You know, right now I'm still working on getting these visuals and these videos ready so I can continue to, you know, complete this whole Motown journey and let you guys see some of the things that, you know, goes on in my world. You know, music is one thing, but, you know, people, you know, they have to actually see it to believe it, see it to hear it, man, because nowadays people see more than they hear. So these videos will be done soon. I have my guy Louis Mayo. He's actually editing my first video, and it's coming soon. So I hope you guys stay tuned. Meanwhile, you can go visit the new improved website, MoAger.com. That's MoAger.com. www.MoAger.com. That's M-O-E, Ager.com. And I had to say it about 3 or 4 times. Make sure y'all got it. So basically everything you guys need for now is on my website. You want to go and download the MoAger album. You want to go on iTunes and download it. It's either way. It's whatever easiest for you. And, you know, that's how we're going to do it this year. You know, we're going to continue to keep things accessible for you guys and, you know, not try to oversaturate you, but, you know, give you music here and there and, you know, let you know that we are here working hard all over the world, you know, and it's good. You know, we're going to have my good friend John Gerwitz come on. He's actually doing some good things in East Lansing, Michigan with the kids playing ball, and he does a lot of sports research, and he actually teaches at a school, and he's doing some good things as far as, you know, reaching out to the youngsters on, you know, what it's like to try to make it to the professional level in sports. It might be football or basketball, and he basically just talk about, you know, some of the greatness that comes from a city that's overlooked. You know, East Lansing, he brought out a lot of good talent, you know, as far as, you have Magic Johnson, Magic Johnson, that's all you need to know. He's one of the greatest players of all time. But, yeah, make sure you guys visit the website. Follow me on Twitter, MoAger. Follow my Instagram, MoAger. And we're about to bring on Eric Zuli. Easy, man, you there?
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Yep, the Hollywood Hit guys in the house. Easy doing it the easy way. What's up, my man?
Life is hard, but how we roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how we roll the easy way.
Can I get that theme song music in there?
Sports and music,
Mo Hager, man. Love the site, brother.
Appreciate it, man. We out here working hard, man. How's everything going in Easy's world?
Oh, man. You know, hey, what was that site again? I don't think we got it. MoHager.com?
MoHager.com.
Yeah, man.
MoEager.com, man. Let's get it.
Easy Way Broadcasting is doing really, really well. We're bringing on new shows and new, and, you know, we're really opening up some doorways, not only for the fans, but for the celebrities and for the public figures to interact with the fans. And that's really the main premise right now. And it is powered by WTV Networks, which is very big in India and all over the world. We're getting over 50,000, anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 hits a day right now on average. And we're also getting celebrity columnists and public figures that are posting columns, and it's really the underground of Hollywood and advice and stuff like that. And it's just really coming together. And I guess I'm that guy that's just kind of interacting the fans with the whole Hollywood thing. And it's working right. Really well, man. I appreciate you giving me my chance to hang out with you on your show, Mo.
Yeah, definitely, man. Let's talk about how important it is for us to be able to interact with the fans, you know, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, they might see us on Twitter, they might see us in videos, but they never really get a chance to actually talk to us, man. And I feel like, personally, I would love to be able to interact with the fans a lot more, man. How important do you think that is for us as, you know, quote-unquote celebrities?
Well, it's really important because, you know, we have a lot of fans. And shout out to Victoria and Urban C. Spivak, and there's a couple of specific people I can think of now. And, you know, rather than call them fans, let's call them Easy Way supporters. You know, let's call them supporters. Let's call them Moana
supporters.
Because what a fan really is someone that's clicking on your stuff and is interested in your stuff and is taking their time out of their day to look at your stuff, and they enjoy it and they follow it. And that becomes valuable for us because that's a fan base. And I look at my fans as friends. You know, I don't know everybody on my Twitter, but I consider them associates and friends, and I try to support as much as I can, and I, you know, we just try to support right back as they're supporting us, and we try to really give them good content. And I think it's really important to pass down advice if you know it, and they can get a lot out of the vehicle that we're doing, because there's not a lot of celebrities out there, there's not a lot of public figures that are really taking the time to do that, especially someone like you,
right,
who's been in the game for I don't know how long. You've been in the NBA for over 5 years. You deal with everybody from the NBA to the NFL. You know, you're doing a lot of big music projects. I mean, you're in the game, and I think a lot of people are inspired by listening to your show and what Mo is doing to make it happen, and kind of watching your progress. People want to follow in your footsteps.
Right. And you know what, I still feel it's a fine line. Do you feel like it's a fine line between actually making yourself super accessible to people versus always being available? Because I feel like it's, at times you have to keep mystery for your greatness. You know, sometimes when you're so accessible, you may be able to you may devalue yourself. So what do you think is the fine line between making yourself super, super accessible to people versus, you know, knowing when to fall back from the social sites or just interacting as much?
Well, that's a really good question. I think it's based upon the content that you're putting out. Yeah, you know, like I try to always kind of let people kind of follow my crazy life as Jackie from Jackie's Vida Loca calls it. And I follow my Hollywood crazy life. And this is just me personally, but Instagram and Twitter and things like that are great tools because it's kind of like a game at this point. You know, it's whatever you want to put out, but the more you put out that's interesting, the more fans are going to follow it. It's that simple. So obviously you don't want to put out, if you're doing some major huge project that's not signed yet, you don't want people to steal it. And I think there's a real fine line between what you're putting out in the public, because other people, I know me personally, I'm going to say it, I got haters. I got people that are jealous or they want to steal from me, and I people try to steal my clients and try to, you know, follow. I mean, I look at it as a compliment when people try to do what I do. But they want to watch and they want to learn, and it's just a matter of what content you're putting out. Like, I just went to a couple Oscar events, and I put out some good content. And I love blogging on HollywoodItGuy.com. I love Instagram, and you and me tweet each other all the time. And I love just kind of trying to make things go viral and tweeting something interesting and see how many people will pick it up.
Yeah, that's the cool part about, you know, social networking. You know, just every single day you're trying to figure out cool ways to be able to reach the people without actually oversaturating them with a product. You know, I think I've been doing something pretty cool. Like, whenever I'm out and about, I can be at a car wash. You know, I just go and grab one of my CDs and give it to one of the guys that's actually, you know, cleaning the car and have him take a picture of it. You know, and I put it on Instagram, Facebook, and I will basically say, you know, he got his, and I go and get yours, and I put my website. So then it's always, you know, creative ways to be able to keep things going besides just throwing out links. And, you know, that's one thing I've noticed on social networking. You know, if you continue to just link people to death, man, you know, it's, they can get tired of you. I mean, me personally, you know, somebody tweeting me links every other 5 minutes, you know, it does get annoying. So you just don't want to oversaturate them with too much material when it's almost like when it gets boring to them.
If you feel that it's getting annoying, then just ignore it. And don't, you know, and I wouldn't say ignore it because you never want to ignore your fans. But what I mean is do something else. Don't deal with it and come back later. It's all time management and exactly how you're choosing where to use your time. Like, I try to choose 2 hours out of the day for each different project. I'll go, okay, I'm going to spend 2 hours. I'm going to sit on the social media and do the social media thing. Okay, I'm spending 2 hours on this client. I'm spending 2 hours on this client. I'm doing 2 hours for WTV. I'm doing 2 hours for Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm doing this. And I dedicate certain times to certain things. And speaking of, you know, you being with your fans and you or people you meet and you're putting your album in their hands, have you ever thought about taking a picture with them and having them hold your album? And then tweeting that out, because that could end up making your fans go, oh, okay, cool, I feel that. It's kind of the monkey see, monkey do thing, you know?
Yeah,
that's
actually the aspect of it, man. You know, I just want them to see somebody actually holding it, you know, from, you know, it's just different demographics of people that I actually give it to. And then, you know, it's not always a typical young person. I might give it to an older lady or an older young, you know what I mean, just for people to see how wide range the music is. But yeah, you're right. You know, I need to start taking more pictures with the people so they can actually see me. But I'm actually the one that's holding the camera taking the picture. So let me ask you something, man. Like, far as sports and music, you know, I feel like it's a great topic. I feel like they both go hand in hand. You know, I want to know, how do you feel that, you know, sports and music really go hand in hand in today's industry?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting some great feedback on your show. I'm getting a lot of my fans and my supporters and even people calling me up on the phone about your show. And you do have a lot of people that are tuning in and listening, and especially the artists. You have a lot of artists, and I think it's really cool how the sports and music thing goes together and relates, because there's so many different stories with it. And believe it or not, a lot of sports people are involved in music, just the public doesn't know about it. And your show is letting them know about it. And I think that's,
mm-hmm.
that's really unique. And it's a, you know, and you're someone, anybody that's listening to the show, I really strongly recommend you follow Mo Egger, MOEAGER. That's moeager.com. We said it 7 times, sorry. We're going to put that in your head. But, you know, I really recommend you follow Mo, because, I mean, dude, you deal with a lot of NBA stars and you deal with a lot of NFL stars, and you're a good producer. And, you know, what they don't even know is you're going to be involved. You don't even know, but you're going to be involved in some film projects and TV show projects and some pretty big things that Easy Way Entertainment, WTV Networks, and Easy Way Broadcasting is doing. And you're someone to definitely follow, especially, you know, and here's a little bit of advice and recommendation to anybody that's listening. If you want to make it in the game and you want to do things, follow people that are doing it and look at who they're following and look at who they're tweeting. And you can actually, I've seen people actually, and they do this to me all the time, and more power to them. That's why I created a group so people can meet each other. But people will actually follow me because of who tweets me and who's associated with me. And the second someone tweets me, they jump on them. Like, I'll give you, for instance, you and Rich and Verve Energy Drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It all goes hand in hand. Yeah, like once you associate yourself with
works.
Yeah, I think it gets to a point where people feel comfortable. Like, if they see me tweeting somebody, okay, they automatically feel like it's official. Versus, you know, someone that they don't really, you know, follow or understand. So, I mean, I had someone tell me yesterday, it's like, well, if you're endorsing something like that, it's like, I automatically thought it was cool. So, I mean,
yep,
I feel like,
exactly.
You know, just word of mouth and monkey see, monkey do is very important in social networking. And I feel like, you know, some of the good things are coming apart for the show, just because I feel when I think about sports and music, I think about other things. I think about doing other things besides, you know, your sport. I love bringing on guests that actually played in the NBA or in the NFL that are doing other things in their life. And I feel like it's making people more comfortable doing other things and knowing that, you know, they don't have to be, you know, held down by a sport. You know what I mean? And so it's easier. I feel like, I don't want to say I'm going to be a pioneer, but there's been guys before me that's done the music and the sport thing. But I feel like I'm one of the few that's actually really, really, you know, put aside basketball to do this, and I'm comfortable with it. I'm happy with it, and I'm, you know, I'm going to continue to do great things. You know, of course, we're going to do some great things together, because, you know, we're building, we're continuing to get better. You know, I'm always working hard on the music. You know, you working hard on getting the you know, the thing,
networking,
putting us in position,
networking.
You know, so it's
just connecting the dots and networking, man. Yeah, no, and your you know, here's another, for instance, your show. I mean, you had Ryan Hollis from the Clippers on, and I didn't even know. I'm a producer of your show, and I didn't even – I'm just doing my thing, and I'm listening to Ryan Hollis talk about how he's now one of the owners of the Home in Beverly Hills. And Home used to be my spot. I just realized that's the old Camden house, you know?
Oh, wow.
And And I'm listening to your show, and I'm getting information I would have never known. In fact, I don't think anybody knows that Ryan Hollis from the Clippers, I don't see that in press. I don't really see that out there. I think he's kind of a silent partner. But because of you and your show, people now know. I mean, that spot's going to get business off of that just because you dropped Ryan Hollis's name and he's associated with that spot. You know what I mean? So that's just a small example of what your show is doing, and people are definitely tuning in. And at the same time, you're really interacting people with these NBA stars. And I think that you're helping the NBA stars too and the NFL stars. Like, I know that if I was an NBA star and I'm sitting at home, and I know a lot of these people, like, they're not always, I mean, people, anybody that's listening right now, stars are not always out 24/7 and on the red carpet, okay? They have lives, and sometimes they get bored, they chill, they watch TV, whatever. It's fun to just talk to your homie and be on the radio and see what interaction you get with the social media afterwards. And, I mean, you can hear the cheerfulness in their voice. And you're promoting their products and their stuff. And that one guy you had on, who was the guy that had the Jesus bracelets?
Oh, Anthony Tolliver.
Anthony Tolliver, that is awesome. Great, great message. And I'm still wondering where I can get some of those bracelets and what the info is and stuff. And yeah, I know you can probably go to moeager.com. You know, that's another thing I was thinking about you should do with your plug. That's another thing you should do with your website is all these guests that you've had on, you need to put on in a special section and promote their product because they were promoted on your show, and your show should do like a store or something like that. It's something that we're doing with WTV, and then you know, it's just an idea. But your show is awesome, dude. And then you do the highlight artists of the week, which is pretty cool for your highlighting artists and giving them the opportunity. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen off of, like, I mean, the type of people that follow you on Twitter listen to your show. And those types of people are listening to these artists. Who knows what can happen? All it takes is a follow on Twitter, and amazing things can happen from that. I mean, the stuff I got going on with LinkedIn right now is ridiculous. I have people hitting me up like crazy doing recommendations and referrals and this and that. I've had over, I think, 400 requests in the last, like, 4 weeks ever since I started using LinkedIn, and I'm getting business off it. It's happening. So all I'm saying is your show combined with the social media is really making things happen, and people need to understand that. And all you need to do is tune in for an hour every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and you're going to get benefits out of it, you know?
Yeah, I think even if they don't get anything connected, I feel like we on the show, we're talking about real life issues. We're talking about things that, you know, you don't always hear in the media. You know, I feel like with sports guys, you know, and artists, you know, I feel like when they come on my show, they're able to be able to, they can express themselves. You know, they don't feel like they have to give the typical media answers. And for one, they're comfortable with me because they know me. You know, we always have had conversations about real life things and issues and, you know, good things in life and bad things in life. So I think it's a lot. If they're comfortable when they're on the show. And, yes, I feel like it is a connector. You know, it gives you the opportunity to be able to meet some of my people. I get a chance to meet some of your people. And we grow from there, man, because at the end of the day, man, it's all about relationships. And people feel like, you know, people feel like it's about how good you can be or this, that, and the other. But it's about relationships and keeping good relationships throughout a period of time, you know, and building from there, man. So I feel like that's very important, you know, for people to understand that we have some good things on this show. And I really urge everyone to tune in every single Tuesday, 2 to 3, because, you know, we're talking about some good things that's beneficial to life. And, you know, and I'm trying to make a difference. It's just as you are. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back with Eric Zuli.
Man, you didn't tell me. Now I got to scroll to the commercial. Hold on.
It's not good.
Sports and Music with Mo Egger, everybody. Here we go.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And we're still not done with that site yet, but yeah, you can go to it pretty soon and get all that information. I always jump the gun, but man, Mo, so are you there? Am I taking over your
show? Yeah, I'm here. I think do we have any callers right now? I believe that Brandon was supposed to call in at 2:20.
You know, we had a couple callers, fans or whatever, but I think they dropped off in the beginning. No callers right now. Maybe shoot them a text. I know I'm boring. Your fans don't want to hear me. They want to hear all your awesome sports stars. But you know, I'll talk about a couple things that we do have happening and what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing meet and greets with Easy Way Broadcasting. You'll be able to meet all their celebrity hosts and you know, meet some great people and probably a cafe entourage. By the way, I talked to my boy Meyer, and that's going very, very well. And he knows you very well. And it's just amazing how things are interconnected like that.
Hollywood is a lot smaller than we think, man. I think once we're out here, and if you're doing things and you're active, you know, you're moving around at networking, man, I feel eventually, you know, all the people that's working hard, you know, we're going to continue to bump heads. And that's the beauty of it. You know, once you know someone and they find out you know this person, you know, it gives them a comfort, you know, and it makes them comfortable actually dealing with you, you know.
Do you freestyle, Mo? I'm curious.
Of course.
I know you produce. You freestyle, right?
Man, that's one of the best things to do in the world. Freestyling.
I say we need to kick a session real quick then, because that's what we do. That's just fun. And maybe your boy will call in while we're waiting. There's that beat in the background right there. Should I turn it up? What's up?
Yeah. Turn it up a little bit.
Sports and music. Sports and music.
Let me get him. I'm going on him real quick. Yeah, off the top. Yeah, I'm almost finished. Sports and music, we right here. Everybody know how we do it, man. It's easy way. Doing it every day, man. It's MOE, represent the city of the D. Out here in California, getting it in. Oh, wow, about to win. Off the top of the dome, dog, about to win. And I ain't talking about Vegas. Talking about the lights, man. I'm talking about haters. You talking about your life? It's all good, man. I'm talking about what's right. Yo, I'm talking about what's right, man. I'm keep on going. Easy, that was the warm-up. Layup line, feeling like I'm going dunk. Yeah, that's a freestyle, boy. I'm right here playing with you boys. It's like toys.
Okay, Mo,
you
yo,
can pause that.
Okay, Mo, let me get my freestyle flow. Yo, I just got to take a second, let it just go. Okay, it's Mo Egger broadcasting. All right, rapping. It's my satisfaction. Me and Mo Egger going to always make it happen. That's how we doing. Right here, we're cruising. And you know what, man? You're laughing at this rapping, but I don't really care. Yo, we're just telling you guys what's up. Yo, it's just a freestyle, just second of a cut. We just had to just let it go. Mo Egger, sports and music. Me and Egger just get stupid. We don't really care. The beat might just stop. It don't really matter because we still keep the hip-hop. Just do a little acapella. You could be an average fella. And I wish I had a hot girl with some titties like Jella. I don't know.
And this is cool, dog. She can easily be Jella. It's all good, man. We can spit it acapella. It's raining outside, homeboy, so grab your umbrella. I'm right here singing, you a Cinderella. You dance around, you prance around. I'm right here, dog, I'm winning, yeah, because my fans around. You can follow me on Twitter, too. That's MOEAGER. I follow you.
There you go.
I hope you follow back, you follow, too. It's all good, dog. This my yeah, man, we just freestyle off the top of the dome, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. We just having a little fun this Tuesday afternoon. And you know, that's how it goes down, man. You know, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We out here in Hollywood, California, doing our thing. We loving life. We living life. You know, we doing things that we love to do. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're going to live life, man, do what you love. Have passion about it. You know, have faith about it and go for it. I think that's the most important thing. You know, I feel like if you believe in something, stand to it, do it. Even though our freestyles wasn't up to par, but, you know, we need to go ahead. We can brush up on those, man, and bring those back, man. And, yeah, thanks for everyone that's able to be able to tune in, you know, consistently every week. We're going to continue to get better with the shows. We're going to continue to do great things. We just need you guys to, you know, just stick with us, you know, because we got some good things going on that, you know, it's going to be groundbreaking.
Yeah, you know, another thing that you guys can do when you listen to all these shows is you can go to WTVNetworks.com. Well, you go to MoAger.com first, but then you go to WTVNetworks.com. And you can actually, you know, Mo, you need to be doing a column pretty soon, and you need to be, like, you know, all the stuff that you post on your site, you should also have it, like, RSS feed or blog it on the WTV as well. And, you know, the behind the scenes that you do when you're with these celebrities and peeps, and however the Mo Egger life is, you know, you should do something on the sports section. And we should definitely get popping. We got a caller, 310-1999. Who this be? I'm Mo Egger with EZ.
Yo. Caller, can we hear you?
Hello, caller. Well, we got a caller, and they just dropped. Okay, maybe they didn't like our hip-hop.
Yeah, they don't like hip-hop. They must like pop.
Yeah, they probably want to battle us, but they're like, oh, man, I didn't know. I didn't know EZ was on there.
So, we can battle all day, man. Friendly battle.
Honestly, man, you said, like, oh, it wasn't up to par. I could care less. I just like to have fun and do, you know, do my thing, especially with freestyle. And millions of people are listening, and thousands of people are listening, even if two people are listening, I still had fun doing it, and I had fun with my boy. By the way, shout-outs to Eric C-Style for the wonderful introduction in our wonderful relationship now. By the way, I saw C-Style at an Oscar event the other night, and he says, what's up? Major holler and thumbs up, you know.
Major Williams. Yeah, how did I know you hosted a event Saturday. How did that go?
Yeah, hosted the Envelope Please Oscar event actually at your boy Ryan Hollis's spot at home. It was really cool. I met Shelley Regner from Pitch Perfect with Universal. I met Roger Lim from The Dark Knight, the Batman movie. I met a really awesome designer. I met a lot of cool people. And, I did my thing on stage. A lot of people came up. And that caller's back, by the way, too. And maybe they don't want to talk. Or 1999, you're on the line with Mo Egger.
Yo, holla at his brother. Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what up?
How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
Good. This is B-Bass?
Yeah, this is me, Nick.
What's good, Brandon Bass? We got Brandon Bass from the Boston Celtics, y'all. He tuned in to the show. What's the word, brother?
Oh, I'm just cooling, man.
That's what's up, man. How you feeling, man? I haven't talked to you in a while, bro. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, same here, bro. Same here.
Dope, man. Introduce the world to yourself, bro.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm Brandon Bass for the Boston Celtics. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, me and Mo played in Dallas together. You know, I mean, Brandon Bass, you know, what you see, what you get.
What you see is what you get, man. Brandon Bass, he act like he's shy. He act like he don't talk much. But, man, once you get him in his element, man, the boy won't stop talking. He rap.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's a good rapper. The thing is, the funny thing about him is I used to always make him do his famous 50 Cent impression. Yeah, you remember that, don't you?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Come on, man, you got to get a world 50 Cent real quick, bro. We ain't heard 50 Cent in a while, man. This might be the only time we hear 50 Cent in a minute. So, man, we need you to hear 50. Come on, man, do 50 one time for the show, bro.
Man, look, I used to do that all the time in college, man. And I did it for you, man. I ain't did that in so long, dog.
That's what's up, bro. How's your music going, man? I saw your music video, man. It was pretty dope, man. How's everything going with you musically?
Oh, everything cool, man. You know, for me, music is, you know, it's therapeutic for me, man. Something I enjoy doing. So everything's good with it.
That's cool, man. You have anything going on lately with your music? Are you recording, or are you just basically focused on the season right now?
I mean, I'm focused on the season, but, you know, whenever I hear a beat that inspired me, you know, I write to it, and when I get an opportunity, I go to the studio and put it down.
That's dope, man. You know, that's Brandon Bass, y'all. For y'all who don't know, he's a dope rapper, man. I've been on Brandon since 2007, you know, and he was spitting flows to me. What'd he say?
He said a dope rapper.
Yeah, man. What inspired you to actually rap, man, growing up?
Man, I was a big Master P fan growing up, man. My cousin used to make me go buy No Limit CDs from the record shop, and you know we'll listen to them and check them out, man. And you know, and I don't know, on one of the tapes he had an instrumental on it, and you know I wrote my verse to it, and you know it's, you know, from then on I've been, you know, writing verses and, you know, putting songs together.
Right. How do you feel sports and music go hand in hand, bro? You hear me? B.
I think he dropped. He must have a bad signal. He must be in a bad area, but yeah, at least he got, he'll probably pop back on.
Yeah, that's Brandon Bass, man, the power forward from Boston Celtics, man. Me and him played together in Dallas Mavericks for a couple of years. He's a good guy, you know, he's multi-talented. He's acting like he's shy, but he's really good at what he do. He's a really dope rapper, man. I always respected his craft. You know, we used to be in the back of the bus. He'd play some of his stuff. You know, I play my beats. And then we end up freestyling the whole way to the airport or something crazy. But, yeah, man, easy way, man. So, how long you been freestyling, bro?
Me? How long I've been freestyling? Man, that's something that got me into everything, man. I've been freestyling for years. You talking about freestyle life, freestyle rap, freestyle. I mean, I freestyle everything. I mean, that could be
okay. I remember when I first met you, you told me you had a bunch of equipment up there in OC, man. You still rocking out with the equipment in OC?
You know, I was, and we still have it, but it's not hooked up. And we were actually thinking about getting that studio going again. But I'm so busy with WTV and Easy Way Broadcasting now, it's like, where would I find the time? I'd have to hire an engineer or something. We all know how expensive that is.
Right, that's cool, man. How do you give back to OC, man? I know OC is a... I've never been to Orange County. So, like, what are your ways of actually giving back to your city you're from?
Well, giving back to the city I'm from, same way I give back to everybody. I mean, I've done a couple events. I've done some stuff in OC. I've done, cancer events and just anything that really pops up that I can raise awareness for. We did a really cool event. Oh, your man, Mr. Bash is back. So he's back in the line, live and direct, Mo Ager.
Okay. B, what's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So what? All right, let's. We're done with the music, man. What inspired you to actually pick up the basketball, man?
What inspired me to pick up the basketball? When I was young, my mom and my dad was a big basketball fan, and you know, I just kind of had it, you know, watching them watch games and. You know, they bought me basketballs and basketball goals real young, so, you know, I developed a love for it.
Mm. That's cool, man. You still doing them crazy workouts before the games, bro? I remember Avery Johnson used to be like, all right. Avery used to go crazy on you. He used to come out. No, was that after practice? He was like, yo. He would get mad because we have a game that same night, and after practice, you put yourself to, like, a strenuous workout. And I'm like, I always admired it, but, like, coach was like, he was off that because he needed you that night.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, I used to go to the gym late night, and the coach used to see me, you know, working, and you know, he thought it'd take away from the game. But you know, the reason why I was doing it is because you know that's what got me there. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to keep that going. You know, so and to this day, I still do the same workout, still going late nights, man. You know, just trying to you know continue to you know elevate my game and you know and be the best player I can be.
Yeah, I remember you, like you said music is therapy for you. And I feel like when I played, that was one of the things I did a lot too, just going to the gym at night, nobody around, you might have your homies rebound for you. I feel like that was some of the good times that you was able to, you know, free your mind, but at the same time get some work done. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, that's when I feel my best. It's kind of like you and your game just, you know, y'all become one, you know, when you're at the gym late night by yourself, when it's, you know, no coaches, nobody around. And, you know, so it's just something, you know, I'm a creature of habit too, man. So that's why I've been doing it so long, and I won't stop, you know, doing it.
All right. That's cool, man. I know you've been playing back-to-back games, man, and how tough is, for people who don't know, how tough is it to be on the road in the NBA, you know, playing 82 games back-to-back, some games, you know, some games you don't even get a chance to practice, you just have to go play, and, you know, explain to people how strenuous that can actually be.
I mean, it's tough, you know, especially when you got, you know, the preparation and knowing that you're playing against the best players in the world, and you know every night you got to come with your A game because they're coming with theirs. I mean, it's tough, man. You know, I mean, but at the same time, you know how it is in the league, man. It's tough, but it's fun as well. So, you know, I guess it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, definitely, man. You have your good times, your bad times. What is it like playing with Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett, man, it's cool, man. Kevin, he's a different dude, man, on and off the court. I mean, on the court, I mean, you guys get to see how he expresses his passion and, you know, his competitive nature for the game. And off the court, he's kind of the same, you know. He's definitely going to be the one talking if nobody else talking. but cool dude, man. I think
that
great teammate
you
have, bro.
That's what's up, man. How's Junior doing, man? How's Junior?
Man, Junior gets big, man. That's the homie, man. He's doing good, bro. He's doing good.
Big Junior. All right, bro. Off the record, man. Well, not really technically off the record. What about our boy Rye, who used to give us the bold shape-ups, dog, in Dallas, man? Shout out to Rye.
Man, shout out to Rob, man. I mean, look, he held me down when he was cutting me, man. But, you know, we struggle on some cuts, y'all. You know my cuts, man. Every barber who knows me, man, they know my cuts at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
At least an hour, man. Yeah,
you used to be super detailed on your cuts. I used to call Rod. He'd be like, man, I'm still cutting Brandon. I'm like, dang, all
right,
man.
Right.
I just had to go to the game with the mini fro.
With the mini bro, huh? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That was cool, bro.
Yeah, it was fun in Dallas. Let me ask you this. Are you big on social networking? You know what I mean? Are you on Twitter, Instagram? Do you use those sites at all?
Nah, man. I ain't on Twitter or Facebook and none of that, man. I just thought that, man. I don't know, bro. It probably give me a little too much trouble, man. So I try to stay away from it. But,
yeah, I feel you, man. It's a lot of distractions.
I felt like I ain't really needed, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's where the game going. Like, you know, it's a lot of opportunities with the social network. I just feel like I don't really need it, so I ain't really mess with it.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if you don't feel like you have a need for it, you don't want to use it at all, man, you know, don't use it, you know, simple and plain. I know I was trying to find you on Twitter yesterday, and I was like, man, where be at, man? Couldn't even find like Brandon Bass News or something crazy like that. But that's dope, man.
Yeah, nah. I'm thinking about getting an Instagram though, you know. But as far as Twitter, man, I mean, first of all, I don't even talk that much anyway, Mo. You know, I ain't gonna do that much talking because I'm talking to strangers. Like you said, you know, if I get comfortable with you, then you know, cool, we can talk all day. But I ain't really cool with just talking or just saying stuff. Any and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know, so, you know.
Yeah, man, he's just on, man. I understand that completely, bro. So what does Brandon Bass have in the near future? What do you have on the plate, man? I know you go, you know, got some good things, you know, with the basketball, but in the off season, what you got going?
In the off season, I'm going to spend the time with the family. I'm working on my game. I'm in the studio more. You know, because that's really when I get my time to do more music. I'm just enjoying free time, man. That's it. Just enjoying life.
That's cool, man. All right. Well, I know you're not on no social networking, but how can your fans get in touch with you? You know, how can they like, you know, send you fan mail or anything like that?
I mean, well, I got a website, BrandonBass30.com. They can send me fan mail there. I got my own YouTube page where you can go and listen to my music, BrandonBass30. Man, watch the games, man, and when you see me, it's all love.
That's what's up. All right, man, thanks a lot for giving us some of your time today, man. I know you're off those back-to-back games, and I know you're about to lay it down, get that good nap in, so... Man, let's keep in contact, bro, and, you know, have a good remainder of the season, man. And thanks again, bro, for joining us on Sports and Music with Mo Egger, brother.
For sure. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother.
Later.
Later on. Yeah, world, that's the boy Brandon Bass. Me and him played together with the Dallas Mavericks. Now he's with the Boston Celtics doing his thing. You know, the kid's a hard worker. He works extremely hard, and I always admire his hard work. Okay, our next guest is John Gerwig. Are you on the phone, John? Mr. Gerwig.
Yes, sir, Mo. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing, man? I hope you was tuning in to the last segment. We had a, you know, a pretty good basketball player on the phone, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I did tune in a little bit to the end of that, pulled off the side of the road. The weather's pretty bad here in Michigan. I don't think you're missing that out in L.A., are you?
Woo! I hope not. I mean, I haven't been outside in a couple hours, but I know it's not like Michigan, man. I don't miss those days when, you know, I used to go out to the car and might not be able to get my car door open because it was frozen.
Right.
That's what's up, man.
Today.
Tell the world who you are.
Well, I'm a grad student at Michigan State. I'm a sociology student. I also a part-time filmmaker. And I'm just here trying to finish my dissertation at Michigan State about global basketball opportunities for youth in the cities, deindustrialized cities of Michigan. I've been here all my life and just looking to do some research that's going to help these kids growing up if they can get their hands on it, watch my film or read my material.
Right. Yeah. And I saw the first video you did, you know. You know, I want to thank you again for allowing me to be able to have some music on the film and doing some of the background music for it, man. So I thank you for that opportunity. And, you know, I was able to watch it, and I saw some of the guys I actually play with. You know, yeah, Marquise Gray, Justin Ingram, some of those guys. You know, tell everyone about how our dreams came about.
Well, it really springboarded my dissertation. I wanted to figure out what exactly needed to be researched and examined. So I went around and I literally bought a camera, some mics, and I went to a couple pro-ams. And I just went up to guys like you mentioned, Antonio, Torbert, Marquise, and Day-Day. And I just asked them, how did you, just like you asked Brandon Bass, how did you get interested in basketball? And at what point in your life did you see it as a realistic option? And I got some great responses all summer. It went really well. And it really springboarded my research that's going to come up this summer as well.
Right. That's pretty cool. So what have you really found out about, you know, all the research that you've, you know, been able to, you know, search and, you know, talk to different players? What were some of the biggest things that you got out of it?
Well, first of all, there's way more players than I originally knew of playing overseas right now. It's a much more realistic opportunity than I originally thought. You know, you see a couple guys go over there, the big names, but I had no idea that Bograk has had a career that he did over there. I had no idea that, you know, I mean, Bograk is, you know, like a 12th man or a sixth man, you know, and to hear that he had a successful overseas career, just kind of, I didn't expect to hear that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, that's some of the benefits of going to a really good program. You can actually be a walk-on or a guy who hasn't played as much, but you can realistically have a job overseas and making, you know, a lot of money. And I played, you know, a small portion over in Spain. You know, I met a lot of guys over from the States, and I've never heard of them, but they're doing really well over in Spain and Europe just because, you know, they probably didn't get the opportunities in college, so they went over to a Europe team, so now they're making this amount of money every year, so it's definitely a realistic opportunity for people who are not able to make it to the NBA. And so, like, far as Michigan, like, how does Michigan play a role in your research with basketball players?
Well, I live in Flint right now, and I'm from Lansing, and I teach college up in Saginaw. So Michigan is a unique state. As we all know, that's where, you know, the automotive industry is based, and it's been struggling lately. But a lot of our parents, we were growing up, our parents worked in the factory. So what we saw was the factory as an opportunity for a job. But those factories, day by day, are just being torn down, and those jobs aren't available anymore. So where 20, 30 years ago, the most likely occupation for us to have in one of those cities in Michigan would be a local factory, now those jobs simply don't exist. And so the children growing up have to look for new options, and either they're going to work in Flint at a McDonald's or a Walmart, there's no more factory, or they can look elsewhere. The options just aren't available locally anymore. So that basketball is a good lens to view things through because unlike back in the day when the NBA was the only option, you know, NBA or bust, now these kids can really have opportunities overseas because the global market is expanding, whereas the local market is really shrinking.
Yeah, and that's important, man. You said one thing to where, jobs are limited nowadays, especially in Michigan. How do you feel like in especially cities like Flint, Saginaw, Detroit, typically high-crime cities. And when kids don't have outlets, as far as jobs, some people don't know how to play sports. So how do you feel that affects our youth when they're trying to, do something special? I mean, when they have no options, a lot of guys might, resort to crime. How do you feel like that affects our youth?
I think that so many children just see local as the only option. They're stuck there by being in poverty or having no access even to transportation is one thing. There's this common thing that I teach my students that the inner city population tends to be less healthy than the suburbs simply because they don't have access to the good groceries that are in the suburbs, and they don't have transportation to go get the good fruits and vegetables. They go to the corner store, they get chips and a pop, and so their health level declines. Well, these kids in the cities, city schools like Flint, they just don't have the access to options outside of the city. So what we need to do is educate them on those realistic options and just really open their eyes to the fact that Flint, Saginaw, Detroit, Lansing, these are not the only places that you can work. If we educate them to say, you don't have to follow in your dad's footsteps, here are these other options, I think that's the most important thing we can do is educate them on their options.
All right. So would you say that's one of your goals, to actually educate, the youngsters on just basically options on different things they can do? I know that you're using basketball as a platform, but it's also a platform to let people know that there are other options besides, just being able to stay in your local city. You can actually move around. You can go to college. You can do different things around the country. It's just not – because I know a lot of people from Detroit, Michigan, that's all they know is Detroit, and they don't understand that, there are things outside of the city that can actually benefit them. So do you feel like that's one of your goals?
Oh, absolutely. Education, I think, really opens people's eyes, and that's a real key – turning point in people's lives. If they don't see the opportunity, then they can't go get it. And so educating youth, most definitely, that's one of my primary goals. And then, like you said, I just use basketball as a lens, or I can use music as a lens. I mentioned to your producer that music is changing the same way that basketball is changing. Back in the day, you to be successful at music, you have to go to the big labels. There was only one route, And the kids, I think, in those cities, like Detroit and Flint, they only see one route, but we just need to continue to educate them that there are so many other routes to success than just the one way, than just the local way. There's just a lot of different paths that they can take.
Yeah, that's true. And it's something, not to be negative at all, but, I don't think the music helps, when people are in the inner city, when all they see is, negativity, and all they see is certain one thing. They see people shining and, they glorify these artists who, actually talk about things that are not beneficial to their lives, and it's realistic. So they actually feel like that's the way they have to live just because of what they see in the music. How do you feel like the music is actually affecting the youth?
Yeah, I feel the same way because what sells, is what perpetuates in the music industry. And so if a negative message sells, then they're going to continue to deliver that message, and it's going to be very monolithic. It's going to be just one single message repeated over and over. And that message is a lot of times negative. And when it gets drilled into their heads, that's how they will then perform behavior. The kids are going to act out what they hear and see. They're going to repeat that behavior. Mimicry is a really, it's a topic of research that you can go in depth on, is how children mimic what they see, whether it's their parents working in factories or musical artists portraying a negative stereotype. If a negative message hits their ears so many times, they're just going to continue to mimic that negative role. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like me personally, I have the responsibility to be able to, you know, make a change or make a difference. You know, I feel like in my music, I have to be responsible and not portray something that I'm not. You know, I feel like it's safe to be yourself, and I feel like if you really want to be yourself, you can. And I just want to, you know, I feel like my music is not going to be the most popular music you hear because it's mostly positive, and we all know that, you know, the negativity sells. So, I mean, I don't know if you had the opportunity to listen to my album at all, but, you know, it's just, I feel like it could be something that can change one or two kids and the youth.
That's right. And I think what you've also done is you've stayed really true and been honest. I think, you know, I don't know, but I see a lot of times in the media or in a pop music, if there is a positive message, sometimes I question the real motivation behind it, if they're just trying to fill that niche and sell that route. But, yeah, what I hear in your music is a real positive, honest delivery of here's my message, you know, take it or leave it. I hope you take it. And it is different. It is positive. But if you bring that honest message, I really think that that's important. Just deliver that to the kids and say, hey, I hope you see this as a different path that you can take. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing, John. Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about music, how do you feel basketball and music go hand-in-hand or sports and music?
Well, you know, you see a lot of the guys with the Beats headphones, and it's embedded in the culture of the NBA. And like I've talked about, the kids mimic it. I also see kids using it to get motivated, and you see a lot of athletes tweeting about their favorite artists. So it's kind of a culture thing where sports seem to have a certain culture and athletes. And it's because people have the same interests. If they have the same interest in basketball, for example, most likely is they'll have the same interest in clothing and musical taste. So it's a way to connect to your teammate or your fellow group member. It's sort of a congregational thing. People, you know, basketball is a team sport, football is a team sport, and music is a team social phenomenon. It's a way to connect. You can share your likes, your dislikes of music. You can say, hey, listen to this track. This is somebody I found. It's really a way to connect and increase your social bonds, your social connections, and your network.
Okay. So how can our listeners find out more about your project? I feel like you're doing some positive things, you know. Once you tell me about it, you know, I wanted to get on board and support as much as I can, you know. How can people find out more about it?
Well, it's free on YouTube. The documentary is called Our Dreams. That's O-U-R, Dreams. I'll be making more stuff. You can also go to my website, which is johngirdwood.com. It's just my name. And my Twitter is also @johngirdwood. So I try to keep it simple. If somebody wants to find me, just look for John Girdwood and you'll find me.
That's pretty cool. One thing I didn't know, I didn't know you was at Michigan State right now, you know, studying. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I pay tuition, man. And I teach summer class, too. I was telling Calvin Torbert or Antonio. I think I was telling Antonio last summer. Those guys are going back to school. I said, hey, take my class in the summertime. You know, you'll get a lot out of it. Sociology of family. They let us grad students teach in the summer. So that's pretty fun.
That's pretty cool, man. I hope you're enjoying Michigan State. You know, I had some really good times up there, some good years. So what's your plans in the next few years?
Well, I'm going to continue to wrap up this dissertation, and then I'm going to look for more teaching opportunities because that's my real passion. There's a lot of places that I could work in Michigan, from your Michigan State to your U of M Flint, Saginaw Valley, Mott. So I'll just look for those opportunities when positions open up, and I'll just keep working and delivering my message. And I mean, that's just instilled in me to just keep working and trying to educate and bring my message to as many people as want to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds to me you're trying to make a difference in the world, you know, in a unique way that you're trying to do it. And I feel like that needs to be applauded, you know, because a lot of people, you know, try to figure out ways to help people. And, you know, they can never find a niche, you know, and for your passion to be teaching, that's awesome because, you know, people need to be taught, you know, whether it's through music, whether it's through lectures, whether it's through sports. I mean, any way that they can get taught, you know, a right message or anything that's beneficial to their lives, man, I think is really, you know, a great thing, man. And I take my hat off to you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, and I feel the same way about you. I think what we need to just do is just keep maintaining our positive attitudes and really being a role model that kids can mimic. And the role model aspect is something that I just cling to, and I'm going to continue to work and make this example that if I can just have one of my students click, if I can click with one of my students, you know, per semester, I'll have done my job. So I just hope to make a difference in anybody that hears the message.
That's absolutely correct. You know, I feel the same way. Well, you know, good luck and everything. You know, keep me posted on your new DVDs or, you know, anything that you may have going on. You know, I would love to be able to support you. If you need some new music, you always know I'm going to email away. And thanks again for coming on to the show, man. I know you're very busy. I know you're up at Michigan State. I know you're cold, brother. So get somewhere and get you some Campbell's soup, man, to warm up, brother.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing, Mo.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yep, take it easy.
Okay. All right, guys, you know, that was John Gurley. He's doing some good things for the youth up in Michigan, you know. Yeah, we had a good show today. We had, you know, Eric Zuli on, you know, to talk about some of the good things. You know, me and him basically had our unique conversation. We had our little freestyle session, was a blast. You know, we're going to continue to do freestyle sessions whenever we get the opportunity. You know, today was one of those days we had some time to rap for you guys, and hopefully you guys check in next week. You know, we're going to have some special guests on again. And once again, I urge you guys, you know, to, you know, tell your friends about the show. You know, we're actually trying to spread a positive message and, you know, help change lives. And at the same time, be able to connect with you guys. And you can call in, ask your questions. You know, we can talk about anything you like. And it's been good. That's Sports and Music with Mo Agar. Tune in again next week from 2 to 3 Pacific Standard Time. And, oh, yeah, shout out to Eric Zuli. I'm going to say it one more time. No, I'm going to say it two more times. Visit www.moager.com. www.moager.com. Go and get that Motown album. Visuals coming soon. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter, MOEAGER. My Instagram is MOEAGER. Thanks again, man. See you guys next week. Well, listen in next week. Peace out.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Agar, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rodman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agar. Only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.